What about fence like this? Did you ever see one?
Hog wire fence?
No, not wire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen them, but I don't know what they call them. Because we don't use them. Now, what they used here was a lot back in the olden days with rock fences, made out of rock. But what do you call that fence that you're talking about?
Well, rail fence or stake and rider fence or snake fence.
Never heard of it. Well, I know what you're talking about, what type of fence, but no.
They didn't have those in this.
They had rock fences.
What about a wooden fence you could have around your yard that may be pointed at the top?
A picket fence?
And how would that be built? Would that be nailed or woven together?
You want me to tell you how to build it? Well, you would put posts into the ground, and then the spikes are, which is the piece of wood, which are an inch by a quarter of an inch, are wired together in a long, and it's a roll. And then you would stretch that roll around the cedar post or any type of post that you, or pine post or whatever, or wire post or steel post, and either nail it on or tie it on.
And something that people used to use to carry water in.
A pail.
What's that made out of?
Tin.
Anything else besides the pail? What about something made out of wood?
Jug.
Do you ever hear of a bucket? Or do you, what's the difference to you between a pail and a bucket?
No difference.
Which terms would you?
Well, I just like, go get me a pail of water. But I would consider a bucket and a pail the same thing.
Both could be made either of wood or of metal.
Yeah.
Wood. What about something that people used to use to carry food to the pigs in? That'd be called...
Trash can? No, a trash bucket, I don't know.
Well, essentially that, but did you ever hear the term squill bucket or slop pail or...
I've heard of the term slop pail. But that's the only term I've heard of.
And something you could use to fry eggs in would be a...
Frying pan.
Any other names for that? Did you ever see one with little legs on it that people would use in a fireplace?
Yeah, they use with firewood. Yeah. And they call that I don't know.
Do you ever hear it called a spider?
No.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you put them in a...
Well, you could... Oh. I'm thinking over the $64,000 questions. And,
Well, this is...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I'm trying to think ahead of you all the time, and that's why I'm getting messed up. But let's go back to that one. I'll get it in just a minute.
Okay. If you're setting the table for people to eat with, you give everyone a...
Utensils.
What are the utensils?
A fork, spoon, and knife.
And if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd put out steak.
Tough.
Or to cut the meat with, you'd put out...
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to...
Wash.
And after she washes the dishes, then in clear water she... What's the...
Rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them...